Ever imagine, like, a robot sommelier, perfectly picks out your next favorite bottle of wine? Sounds kind of wild, right?
Yeah, like something out of a movie.
Totally.
Yeah.
But AI, it's actually shaking things up in the wine world in ways you might not
It
expect.
is, and that's what we're diving into today.
Big time. From, those fancy brands feeling the pressure,
Oh, yeah.
to vineyards battling climate change, even down to algorithms figuring out your taste buds better than you can.
That's right. This stuff is fascinating, really. You've got this industry, like steeped in tradition.
Right, centuries of it.
Exactly. And now it's embracing cutting-edge tech, which is kind of wild when you think about it. It's like, what pairs better with a vintage Bordeaux? Maybe some artificial intelligence.
I like that. So, speaking of fancy brands, our first
Yeah.
stop takes us straight to the top. LVMH.
The luxury powerhouse, champagne, spirits, you name
Exactly. You'd think their champagne would be immune to, economic
it.
woes. But lately, sales have gone a bit flat.
Yeah, it's been a surprise. Not just a small dip either, more like everyone's wondering.
Is even champagne feeling the pinch?
Exactly. And the answer, it's a bit more complicated than just a simple downturn.
Oh, I bet. It always is.
Think about it. Even celebrations, those times we associate with, popping a bottle of bubbly, they've got this, well, uncertainty around them these days.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Especially in China, huge market for luxury. There's a change happening, how consumers are behaving, what they're willing to spend.
It's not that people aren't celebrating anymore. They're just.
Hesitant to splurge.
Yeah, like maybe choosing a Prosecco instead of that pricey Dom Perignon.
Exactly. So LVMH's situation, it's like a little snapshot of a much bigger trend that's reshaping
A
everything.
ripple effect.
Exactly. And while the luxury market is over there trying to figure things out, the everyday wine drinker, they're sending out signals too. To figure those out, we're heading over to the UK.
Okay, love it. Let's cross the channel. We've got this 2024 Wines Direct survey, and let me tell you, it's like a detective's case file on UK wine consumers.
Really interesting stuff.
And guess who's dominating the scene?
Let me guess. Tesco.
Bingo. The supermarket giant right there on top.
It's not just their market share, though. It's how they're doing it. They're practically masters of
Oh
data.
yeah, they've got data on
They
everything.
use it like a sommelier with their nose and palate,
Yeah.
analyzing what people are buying, tracking trends. Then they use all that to curate their selection.
That's wild. So they're basically predicting what you want before you even know you want it.
It's like they're saying, forget all those fancy tasting notes. We know you just want a good bottle for a good price.
Exactly. But data-driven recommendations, they aren't just a supermarket thing anymore. This is where online wine clubs come in. Things get really interesting. Think about it. Personalized recommendations delivered straight to your door, each bottle perfectly matched to what you like.
And it's not just about convenience either. It's exploration. Think about it. These platforms, they become your wine guide, introducing you to smaller wineries, those hidden gems, regions you might not know.
Like having a personal sommelier, but, without the stuffiness.
They're making the wine world less intimidating and more accessible for everyone.
Love it. Democratizing wine, one algorithm at a time. And speaking of exploring this next part of our deep dive, well, it takes us from those supermarket aisles to, the front lines of a changing climate. We're talking about the vineyards themselves and the challenges they're facing. Well, let me tell you, it's not pretty.
No, it's not a walk in the park, that's for sure. It's easy to think about climate change as, this abstract thing far off, but when you see how it's hitting something as real as wine,
It becomes very real, very quickly.
exactly.
Suddenly those, rising temperatures, the crazy weather, it's not just headlines anymore, right? It's changing the actual taste of our favorite wines.
Yeah, the stuff we love to drink is being affected, and nowhere is that more obvious than Burgundy.
Burgundy, that region in France, known for its amazing Pinot Noir and Chardonnay.
That's the one. It's practically like synonymous with those wines.
Right, the best of the best.
Exactly. But here's the thing. Picture this. Burgundy, with its beautiful rolling hills and those perfectly lined up vines. They're dealing with warmer temperatures than ever before, plus the rain. It's all over the place. Not good.
No, not when those grapes need such specific conditions to thrive, right?
Exactly. You've got shifts in when they ripen, the sugar levels get all messed up, even the acidity, which gives those wines their elegance, that's changing too.
Wow, so it's like that whole terroir thing?
The soil, the climate, the
All
traditions,
of it out of whack.
pretty much. But here's the thing about Burgundy winemakers. These guys are the best. They're known for their skill, their dedication.
Sometimes I'm just going to sit back and let climate change ruin centuries of tradition.
No way. They're fighting back, trying new things, like experimenting with different techniques, looking for cooler spots within the region to grow their grapes. Places that, like, 10 years ago, they wouldn't have even considered.
Trying to stay one step ahead.
Exactly, like a game of chess, but with the climate. High stakes, for sure. But Burgundy's not alone, right? Remember that ripple effect we were talking about?
Oh yeah, it's everywhere.
In some parts of the world, those ripples are more like tidal waves, honestly. Let's switch gears here, jump over to Lebanon. We've got a story of resilience that's, well, it's almost hard to believe.
Okay, I'm intrigued, Lebanon. Hit me.
Picture this. IXSIR Winery, up in the mountains of Lebanon. Beautiful place. They're making some seriously good wine. But here's the kicker. They're doing it against a backdrop of, well, conflict.
Conflict? You mean like political instability?
We're talking actual conflict zones with bombings happening like just a few miles from their vineyards.
Whoa, hold on, seriously. That's intense. Making wine under those conditions, that's next level dedication. It's like they've got bigger things to worry about than a little rain.
Right. There's this like fearlessness to it, absolutely. But it's also about, you know, human ingenuity, the enduring power of winemaking. They're using data now at IXSIR to try to stay safe, to minimize the risk, harvesting early so they can avoid the worst of the conflict, using new winemaking techniques so their wine stays top-notch.
It's like a reminder that even when things are tough, when it feels like the world's a mess, there's something about making wine, this ancient art, that helps people carry on. It's powerful.
It really is. It's about connecting to the land, finding hope, even in the most difficult circumstances. Really speaks to the human spirit, wouldn't you say? And it kind of leads us to this big question we've been circling around all day. The world is changing. Technology is advancing at lightning speed. What does the future hold for this ancient, amazing beverage?
You know, from market shifts to climate worries, even like making wine in the middle of conflict zones, it's a lot.
Yeah.
It makes you want to pour glass just to unwind, right?
Right. It's a wild world out there.
But looking ahead to the future of all this, what role is technology going to play in, well, how we experience wine? Are we all going to be sipping AI-approved vintages served by robots with little trays of canapes?
Okay, maybe not quite the Jetsons just yet.
Although, I gotta admit, it'd be kind of cool.
It would be something. But that line between science fiction and reality, it's definitely getting blurry, no doubt. Take those Tesla robots, for example.
Oh, yeah, the ones that can serve drinks now.
Exactly. They're getting good at it, too.
I've seen the videos. It's pretty mind-blowing how lifelike they are. But can they really replace, you know, that back and forth you have with a real bartender? Someone who knows their stuff? I'm not convinced.
It's a good point. Like, the robots might nail the mechanics of pouring a glass and handing it to you, but it's that human touch, right?
Sure.
Reading the room, suggesting something you might actually like, telling you the story behind the wine. Robots aren't quite there yet.
Totally agree. It's more than just like getting your order taken. It's about the connection, the conversation. But hey, even if our robot sommeliers need a bit more work, there's another way AI is already making waves. Wine recommendations. We've got WineSensed, this AI system that analyzes like everything, wine labels, reviews, you name it, all to figure out what you'd like. It's crazy accurate, too.
It's really impressive.
Like having a digital sommelier right in your pocket.
That's a good way to put it. What's so cool about WineSensed is how it tackles something so subjective, you know? Taste. It's different for everyone.
Totally.
Imagine a map, right? But instead of countries and continents, it's flavors, aromas. That's what WineSensed is working with. It takes what you tell it you like, throws in a ton of data, expert knowledge, and then boom, it finds the wines that match your taste, even if you've never heard of them.
I gotta ask though, can an algorithm really get that nuanced? Like, understand why I crave a big Cabernet after a rough day, but want a light Sauvignon Blanc when it's sunny.
I mean, taste is personal, right? So there are always limits. But what WineSense does really well is make connections. It sees patterns, listens to your feedback, and it even looks at stuff like a wine's acidity, tannins, to find the right bottles for you. It's not about replacing humans. It's more like giving us a helping hand.
Like having a co-pilot for your wine journey.
Yeah.
Leading you through this giant world of wine. I like it. But where does that leave us, the wine lovers? Seems like AI is changing the game, but maybe not in the way we expected.
Exactly. This isn't about robots taking over. It's about using technology to actually make us appreciate wine even more, make it easier to try new things, less intimidating, maybe even tastier. And who knows, maybe someday we'll be raising a glass to a vintage picked out by our AI sommelier, so spot on that it makes us wonder, do they know us better than we know ourselves?
Now that's a thought to ponder. Cheers to the future of wine, right? where technology and tradition, they mix things up to create an even better experience for everyone. Cheers!
Cheers to that.